This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs three straight years. This is state title number three in the last eight completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24. And McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors.
Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jane Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulders, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. He'll be back with us in several days. Chuck is doing just fine. Look forward to seeing Chuck early next week on broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. It's the second matchup of the year between the Fort Loramie girls and Rushi here at the Raiders gym. And right now we are witnessing a really good junior varsity tilt. It's being led by Rushi, 37-32 with a minute 26 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi girls had a double-digit lead much of this game. Fort Loramie has whittled it down to five. The first time these two clubs met back during the first week of the girls' season, the Rushi JVs beat Fort Loramie by six. Varsity game, first time around, Fort Loramie won it by a score of 48-37. That's the closest call this year for the Fort Loramie girls. Next closest, a 52-30 win over Minster. Fort Loramie girls, 11-0 on the year. Rushi with a mark of 11-2. What's Rushi got to do to make this a real tight struggle right down to the wire? Well, limit those turnovers. Don't allow Fort Loramie so many easy baskets. We talk about that all the time. When Fort Loramie takes on opponents, it's much easier said than done against head coach Carla Siegel's defense. 23 years for Carla. Paul Bremigen, year number one as the mentor of the Rushi girls program. He led the boys program for more than 30 years, guided the Troy boys program for four, and he's done an outstanding job here this season, leading the Rushi girls, who have won twice in the last three games over Bradford. One meeting was in the Buccaneer Classic. The other triumph in the last three for Rushi, 45-30 over Covington. Rushi's got league wins here in the last few weeks over Anna, 47-36, and Jackson Center, 51-18. Prior to that, Rushi was upset by New Bremen, 44-30. The loss to the Cardinals, the loss to the Redskins, the only two setbacks suffered this year by Rushi. Chuck and I were on the scene in New Madison early on this campaign for the Rushi Tri-Village girls game. And the Patriots had a couple of starters out that night. Rushi played exceedingly well, pulled away at the win, or at the end, I should say, to win by a score of 60-48. Rushi began the season red hot, beating Sydney 66-56 on the road, routed Minster in the next game, 57-30. That was a double weekend victory for Rushi to open the 2021-22 campaign. Raiders got off to a roaring start. Ella Haney pumped in 25 points for Rushi in that season opener. CeCe Borchers is averaging 10, along with Ella, who's at 10. Kate Sherman is at 11. Simone put off 7 points a game. Reese Gubo at 5 and Sophie Francis at 4 to pace the Rushi Raiders attack. Meanwhile, for the Fort Loramie girls, who are coming off a Tuesday night win against New Bremen by a score of 69-30, Ava Shouldis in the middle is at 14 a game. Colleen Brandewey is at a dozen. Riley Heitkamp out front at guard is averaging 8 points per contest. Skylar Albers at 6. Ava Turner at 5. Skylar comes off the bench. Kara Meyer starts, the senior, averaging a bucket a game. Victoria Mesher at 3 points per game off the bench. Don't look at common opponents. You just do not do that. Bryant is alongside with a chuckle. Fort Loramie beat New Bremen 69-30 on Tuesday. Here in the last 2 weeks, New Bremen handled Rushi very easily, 45-30. That does not mean that Fort Loramie is a prohibitive 53-point favorite here tonight. No way. When these two teams get together, Bryant, it's competitive, it's healthy, it's intense, it's a rivalry that is excellent, and it's been a few years since Rushi beat Fort Loramie. In fact, it was in the 17-18 season here near the end of the campaign. Rushi won 47-35. The year before, Rushi beat Fort Loramie three times in 16 and 17, including a win over Fort Loramie in the sectional. But tell you what, Rushi was right in that first meeting against Fort Loramie, down only six at the end of three, down by three or four late in that third quarter.
And what happened? Fort Loramie was able to run away with it because, as they do to a lot of teams, they were able to put that pressure on them for four quarters.
Yep.
And not many teams, in fact, basically nobody over these last couple of years has been able to handle that. And Rushi could not either. And they couldn't overcome, 28 turnovers, I believe,
right,
we had them for unofficially, yep, in that contest. And that's, you know, the huge key tonight, like you've already mentioned. Can Rushi handle the pressure? Can they limit the turnovers?
At 22 turnovers in that game by Rushi in the first three quarters. Fort Loramie committed 14. A little high for head coach Carla Siegel's team. Keep in mind now, that was the first week of the girls' campaign. A lot has changed since. I don't think Fort Loramie's been at the top of its game since Christmas. They've been winning consistently. But efficiency and offense, not quite as good as maybe it was before Christmas. Yet the Redskins are rolling at 11-0. Would you believe it? In the last 67 games played with the Fort Loramie girls, they are 66-1.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
We have about 2 seconds, 1.8 to be exact, left to go here in our junior varsity tilt, and it was a good one. It looks like Rushi will sweep the Fort Loramie JVs this year. It's 40-34. Rushi, final shot of the game for midcourt. 40-34 final. Rushi girls beat Fort Loramie twice this year in junior varsity basketball. Both contests decided by 6 points. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Thanks as well to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home with a big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, SecureCom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 CAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. New underwriting sponsors include the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictrusHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-4000. 3107, 419-628-3107. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130, 492-5130. And the cell phone shop in Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore Road off I-75 in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention scoresbroadcast.com and get 15% off. I'd like to remind our board operator at the station here in a matter of a half minute or so, we'll have a one minute radio station break upcoming. So seating implications, Brian, not at stake tonight. Fort Loramie assured to be the number one seed in the Sydney Girls Division IV sectional. Rushi, the number two seed. Raiders should go opposite. We'll play in the other bracket. This is a rivalry game, so a lot at stake.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows each other. It'll be the talk the rest of the summer, how the two games during the regular season went. I think the league is still very much up for grabs. The Shelby County Athletic League, a Rushi win tonight, and it's all knotted up. Right now, Fort Loramie 6-0, Rushi 5-1, only setback suffered at the hands of Fort Loramie in week number one.
And that makes this game even more important.
Yep.
Going back to the last time Rushi won here in 2018, that did not have any league implications that night. Rushi was already too far out. Fort Loramie had that title already all wrapped up. So the fact that Rushi tonight can potentially get a slice of the pie if they're able to win should make this even that much more heated.
Yep, very well said. Rushi has got to get the ball to the post, take advantage of the bigs. A couple of six-footers, Ella Haney, Kate Sherman again. Much easier said than done. You've got to get the ball comfortably up into the forecourt and start your offense. And simply put, Rushi did not do a very good job of that when these two clubs played the first time around. Ava Schultes and her band of Redskins got off to a great start this year. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, perhaps have leveled off in the last few games. Ava, a real blockbuster of a post player. She can shoot the 12 to 15 footer. She'll put it on the deck, take it to the basket. If she doesn't score, she'll draw two free throws. She's very good at the strike. The outside shooting has been darn near magnificent. 38% on threes for the Fort Loramie girls. And I don't care what you're talking about, Brian. Men's college basketball, women's college hoops, the pro game. You approach 40% behind the arc, you're going to win far more often than you're going to lose. And Fort Loramie has shot the ball superbly from three-point land.
And we saw that on Tuesday night for New Bremen. One lady in particular, right?
Oh, Riley Heitkamp was special. She sure was. C.C. Borchers has had a super season this year for the Rushi Raiders. She shot the ball well from the perimeter. She's driven it to the hoop. And if she gets down inside the teeth of that Fort Loramie defense, she's got to be able to feed that ball off to Haney and Sherman so they can score around the rim. Rushi shooting 31% from three-point land. Fort Loramie 73% free throws. Rushi just over 60. That's a significant difference. Will Rushi shoot better at the stripe and from behind the arc here tonight? That remains to be seen. We'll take a one-minute radio station break. We're about 9 minutes away from the opening tip to start the game here tonight. The Rushi girls entertaining Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Brian Billing here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyers will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyers start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyers customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyers reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyers, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Well, once again, if you just joined us here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, Rushi Junior Varsity victorious by 6, and we are just several minutes away from the start of the varsity clash tonight between Fort Loramie and Rushi. Fort Loramie girls 11-0, ranked number one in the state this week in the first girls AP poll in Division IV. The Redskins, three-time state champs in the AP poll.
Right.
Three successive years, having won the state title at the UD Arena last year, would have won it the year before. Fort Loramie girls took the title as well back in 2013 and in 15.
Yeah, it was interesting. I am a voter in the AP poll, and I send out recommendations to the rest of the state, too, for all the Dayton area. And I was curious to see how that was going to happen, especially with Rushi and Tri-Village. While Rushi has the head-to-head matchup, of course, Tri-Village was without both Megan Downing and Morgan Hunt in that game. But it worked out for Rushi's favor that they still were voted ahead of them, number four, Tri-Village, at number five, and that's a potential matchup there for both those teams once we get later into the tournament, districts, regionals perhaps, and of course same goes for Fort Loramie there too. But number one versus number four, that doesn't say it all for these two squads this year. Rushi is certainly deserving, because besides that, you can look at the rest of their body of work, including that win over a 10-win Sydney team week one. A lot of improvement this year under first-year coach Paul Bremigen.
This is a big headliner game on this Tuesday night, Bryant. It is the number one, or I should say this Thursday night.
Yes.
Fort Loramie played New Bremen on Tuesday. This has got to be the headliner game in the state on this Thursday night here this evening in Girls Division IV. Fort Loramie and Rushi, a backyard rivalry.
Absolutely. It doesn't get any better than when these two teams play, Jack. You've seen even more games than I have over the years. The intensity, and it is regardless of sport, the intensity between these two schools is something to be seen if you've never seen it before.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, three of them with us for each and every Fort Loramie game all year long. Just Fort Loramie contests only. Guyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Thanks as well to these Rushi sponsors. We say hello to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gem of Rushi, 575 East Main, a new location for the Jewelry Barn. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Tonight's big game also offers key building components. We've touched on them. Ava Schultes on the inside. Colleen Brandewee, Riley Heitkamp on the outside for Fort Loramie. Three dazzling seniors who have played extremely well so far this year. And for Rushi, the key building components, Ella Haney and Kate Sherman on the interior. T.C. Borchers has had a fine season playing a wing spot. Key building components for these two teams here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. We're going to take a one-minute break and hear from a new underwriting sponsor, the Cell Phone Shop, located in Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, an extension of Needmore in North Dayton. We'll return in a moment. 60 seconds from the Cell Phone Shop upcoming. Then the starters and the tip of tonight's game, big girls clash here tonight at the Rushi Gym. Fort Loramie, number one in the state. Rushi, number four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the Cell Phone Shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell Phone ShopDayton.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And once again, our Fort Loramie Game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie Game, Fort Loramie Games only. They are Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Redskins and the Raiders set to go at it here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM. Very good crowd on hand, and they witnessed a stirring junior varsity game, won late in the fourth quarter by Rushi by 6 points. Starters upcoming, playing in the national anthem is next. We return in a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's if you do. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 937-295-3243. For Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game between the Fort Loramie and Rushi girls. For the visiting Redskins, Colleen Brandewee and Ava Turner at guard spots. Colleen, a 5'7 senior. Ava, a 5'8 junior. Riley Heitkamp at the point. Riley, a 5'5" senior. Ava Schultes and Kara Meyer round out the starting five. Ava in the middle, a 5'10 senior. Kara, a 5'8 senior. Brandewee, 12 points a game. Schultes, 14. Heitkamp at 8. Skylar Albers is at 6 points a game off the bench. For Rushi, C.C. Borchers at a wing, a 5'9 junior. Kate Sherman joins Ella Haney at power forward spots. Kate, 6'2 junior. Ella, a 6-foot senior. Reese Gubo, a 5'6 junior, gets a starting nod, along with Sophie Francis, a 5'11 senior. Borchers and Haney at 10 a game. Sherman at 11. Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi. Moving right to left on your computer or your phone as you use your imagination. And right off the bat, the Rushi Raiders, thanks to a Reese Gubo pass, dumped the ball down inside to Kate Sherman, and Fort Loramie's whistled for a foul. If the Redskins might have a weakness, it could be on the interior defensively. The front line for the Raiders have a huge height advantage. Sherman swishes the free throw, fouled in the act of shooting, and she buries the second, and Rushi's off to a very good beginning. 2-0 Raiders. We mentioned in the Francis Schulze pregame, the Rushi club needs to take advantage of Ella Haney and Kate Sherman, and they get it done right out of the chute. Fort Loramie's got the ball at midcourt. It's Riley Heitkamp. Heitkamp picked up tightly by Borchers. Ball thrown top of the circle to Kara Meyer. She jacks up a triple and drills it. Kara Meyer right out of the chute. A long three ball. And the senior nets a bucket. Fort Loramie leads it 3-2.
She picked up that foul on Sherman there and was able to make up for it real fast.
Yep. It was Kate Sherman who went to the foul line for Rushi on the Raiders' first possession after a foul against Kara Meyer. Here's a long three ball from the right flank by Rucci. Pumped up there deep by Reese Gubo. It glances off the rim and ricochets out of bounds in the corner. Fort Laramie brings it down, leading 3-2. We played a minute 10 opening quarter. Glad you could join us on this Thursday night. I'll get my days of the week right. We had a game on Tuesday. It's a busy stretch. Maybe as many as five or six games next week in 4 days, Martin Luther King weekend included. Here is Fort Laramie, a bounce pass from the right corner to the left corner, and Ava Turner spots up and drops it in. No, it's Colleen Brandewey who lights it up from distance. What a feed along the baseline. The bounce pass, tight rope, the stripe. Beautifully done by Fort Laramie, and the Redskins have cashed in already on two threes. We highlighted Fort Laramie's three-point shooting in the pregame. 6-2 Fort Laramie, foul against the Redskins as Rucci ran its attack in the half court.
And that was Colleen Brandewey there picking up her first foul of the game. Laramie does quickly have two fouls here. We're not even 2 minutes into the game. Something to watch as this first half progresses.
Here is Reese Gubo deep in the left corner for Rucci. Goes down inside Delahaney. She hits a cutter. Reese Gubo across the lane. Up and good. Nice play by Reese. She went probing the middle. Got the feed from the post and scored. Fort Laramie quickly in the left corner. Down to Kara Meyer. Elbow in the left. 6-4 Fort Laramie. 5:48 to go first quarter. Ava Turner, Colleen Brandewey. Left wing. It goes on the play to the driver. Down the paint goes Kara Meyer. Flipped it up high off the backboard, hit the rim, no good. Rebound loose in the corner, and it's traced down by Sophie Francis of Rucci. Raiders in the home white. Blue numbers outlined in gold. Blue and gold stripes down the sides of the shorts. Redskins, the away black. Wearing the red numbers with white piping. Here's the ball lobbed in down low on the right to Ella Haney. It was a good angle pass. She just could not hang on. And the ball gets away from her, goes out of bounds. Right away, Rucci making a commitment to get the ball into the paint successfully, something the Raiders did not accomplish in the first meeting between the two. Won by Fort Laramie, 48-37. You can throw that score, that game, out the window. Two different teams now here in early January. Another Fort Laramie three from the left corner. Ava Turner bangs it in. It rattled in the cylinder and dropped through.
Yeah, Fort Laramie caught Rucci going to sleep there. She was wide open, Turner was, all by herself on that left wing.
Here is Rucci lobbing the ball down inside for Sherman. Fort Laramie with the double team, and the Redskins rake it away. Fort Laramie, 3 of 3 on the arc here at the outset in the first 3 minutes, leading 9-4. Riley Heitkamp cross court to Ava Turner. Skylar Albers is in. She spins and guns a three, overshot it. Weak side rebound by Avery Brandewey of Fort Laramie. She grabbed the ball with a heel on the stripe. Avery Brandewey, fine freshman, 5'7 forward, in now for the Redskins. Skylar Albers, 5'7 sophomore, out there as well. 9-4 Fort Laramie, 4:24 to go first quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Haney. Haney got away with a palming violation. Big time high dribble. Handed off on the play to Kate Sherman. She wants to drive from 15 feet out. Handcuffed in the lane is Kate. Might have been fouled. Ball ripped away out of bounds. Could have been a violation on Ella. Kate might have been fouled. Referees letting them play here at the beginning. Rucci inbounds deep in the right corner to Borchers. Picked up by Riley Heitkamp. CeCe takes her into the lane. Hand off to Haney right in front. Bank shot is good.
As you said, Jack, the Raiders are getting it inside early and they're finding success at being able to score.
And Fort Laramie throws it out of bounds. Redskins hustled up the floor at a blistering pace and threw it into the corner. And the ball rolled away from everybody. 9-6 Fort Laramie. Rucci ball. 4:08 to go. First period of play.
Borchers on that last possession was doing exactly what you would want an upperclassman guard to do. She spotted Haney. Haney was able to go up, get a nice basket.
This time Borchers throws down inside for Kate Sherman. And she's sandwiched by two players. And Fort Laramie steals it. Fort Laramie was spying on Kate that time and shook the ball away from her. On the arc for Fort Laramie. It is Skylar Albers, 25 feet away. Now Shoulders, who hasn't touched it much, Here's Ava's cross-court pass broken up by Sherman, and it goes out of bounds. 9-6 Fort Loramie, 3:36 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Substitutions, Sherman and Borchers out for head coach Paul Bremigen's Raiders. Far side of the court, Albers inbounds. Then the ball is lobbed down inside for the cutter over the head of Avery Brandewey. It goes out of bounds. That was a pass that was going to be difficult to complete. Head coach Carla Siegel shakes her head and immediately makes the substitution. Ava Turner in for Skylar Albers. 9-6 Redskins. 3.5 to go first quarter.
Both of these teams showing their depth so far. All 9 of Fort Loramie's points have come on 3 3-pointers by 3 different players. All 6 of Rushi's points from 3 different players.
And here is Rushi in the half court. Fort Loramie, with its frenzied defense, causes Rushi to bounce past it out of bounds in the corner. So here in the last minute, we've had about 4 turnovers, 2 each way, play a bit sloppy. Riley Heitkamp to midcourt for Fort Loramie, which is up 9-6, just over 3 to play first quarter. Outside the lane to the left, it's Kara Meyer, picked up by Heaney. Cross court for Riley Heitkamp through her hands, but running it down is Ava Turner. Now to Kara, between the circles to Riley Heitkamp. Coming out to meet her is Reese Gubo. Left wing to Victoria Mesher is checked in. Foul line to Colleen Brandewey. Baseline right, Riley Heitkamp spins toward the lane. Shot deflected. Riley got it back and scored. Wow, you talk about persistence. Little Riley Heitkamp with a splendid play. Nicely done by her, 11-6 Fort Loramie. Thanks to Riley Heitkamp getting her own miss and flipping it in off the glass. Ella Haney on the arc with a 3-point shooter for Rushi. It is in there. Reese Gubo nailed it. It circled around the cylinder and went down through. 11-9, Fort Loramie up 2. 2:18 to go, first quarter. Top of the circle, Avery Brandewey. Baseline left to a teammate, Kara Meyer. Her jump shot hits the rim twice, comes off. Rebound down inside by Avery Brandewey, and she's hacked on the arm, and she'll get 2 shots for Fort Loramie, which leads it 11-9 with 2:08 to go in a very well-contested first quarter of action.
Brandy going against Sophie Francis and Kate Sherman there. She was giving up a few inches, Jack, but she's still able to come away with the ball and draws a foul there. What a tremendous freshman.
Free throw by Avery, a little hard. It's no good. Second shot upcoming. She was pounded on the arm in the act of shooting. Second one in the air. Switch. Fort Loramie 12, Rushi 9. 2:08 left here in the opening stanza. It will be Sophie Francis bringing the ball down the floor. Fort Loramie, token pressure at midcourt after made shots. Rushi outside the arc on the left. CeCe Borchers on the bounce. Fort Loramie takes the ball away. Deflected into the hands of Ava Scholes. She storms up ahead. Goes baseline. Pinned by 2 players. Then throws on the arc to Kara Meyer. Nice shot fake into the lane. Pitches left corner to Turner. Good on the 3 ball. Ava Turner spotted up behind the arc. And Kara Meyer found her.
Rushi collapsing inside. And they can't get back out to the wing fast enough. Loramie getting a lot of open threes.
15-9 Redskins, a minute 26 to go here in the first. Borchers baseline left, Hanover 2 players. Gives it up to Sophie Francis. Her 17-footer inside the arc, short. Rebound for Loramie. Gliding down the floor, Colleen Brandewey goes to the corner. Into Kara Meyer, looks on the arc for a teammate, and slings it out of bounds as head coach Carla Siegel motions with 2 hands, palms down, easy does it.
You can tell they've run that play a few times, and she's used to having that teammate there on the right wing. Did not happen this time.
Right. 1 minute to go, first period, 15-9 Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Sophie Francis, foul line, almost double dribbled. Still continues to pound the rock. And then Fort Loramie strikes the ball with a fist, knocks it loose. Rushi dives after it. It goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Again, the miscues starting to mount up for Rushi. A bit shaky in the half-court offense. Fort Loramie overplays, gets so many deflections. It's crazy how many deflections Fort Loramie generates in a game. Probably 50 or better. 42 seconds left in the opening period. Sliding down the right side of the floor goes Riley Heitkamp for Fort Loramie, and a blocking foul is committed by Simone Putoff of Rushi. 40 ticks on the clock, 15-9, Fort Loramie leads. As Bryant noted during our pregame, Fort Loramie number one this week in the state AP poll, the first one of the year in girls division four. Rushi was number four. Rushi 11-2. Fort Loramie 11-0 on the year. High right, Ava Scholes. She's been held in check so far by Rushi. Outside the arc on the right, Colleen Brandaway, who's got a couple fingers on her right hand taped up. Here is Victoria Mesher. Near side, it goes to Brandaway. She hurls up a three, way short, no good. Oh, what a heck of a play. Victoria Mesher caught the rebound in midair. The shot was short. She lifted up and hooked it in. A reverse layup by Victoria. 8 seconds to go, first quarter. Haney foul line, spin move. Gives it up on the arc to Gubo. Down to two to go. Baseline left, Rushi passes underneath. It's touched by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds. 0.6 remaining in the first. Fort Loramie has worked hard to earn a 17-9 edge late in the opening period. Baseline right, Rushi will pass in. It's going to have to be a touch-and-shoot situation. Ball lobbed on the arc to Reese Gubo. Battled away by Fort Loramie, and that's it. First quarter closes out. Fort Loramie 17, Rushi 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And this is WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Inadvertent buzzer, in fact, the second time, as we start the second quarter of play with Fort Loramie leading Rushi 17-9. Our radio station sponsors, TC Sports in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and Emerson Wagner Realty. Thank you very much. Discussion at the scores table about the arrow. Whose possession would it be on the next jump ball? And I think maybe it has all been sorted out. Rushi possession. Easy for me to say. Rushi, I tell you what, you go outside the immediate area, Bryant, and everybody mispronounces Rushi.
Absolutely. They do for sales, too.
Yes. Yep. Call it Versailles, a suburb of Paris. 17-9, Fort Loramie up 8. Rushi with the ball. High left. It goes on the play to Reese Gubo. Drops it down to Elahaney in the corner. Fakes left, goes right. Good drive underway. Spins, short corner. Feeds down in tight to Sherman, who loops up a little five-footer. No good. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Long outlet to Kara Meyer. Broken up and stolen. What a hustle play by C.C. Borchers of Rushi. She went into the air up above the first row of the bleachers, picked it off, and threw it back into a teammate. 7-11 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie leads by 8. Ella Haney on the arc, high left. Picked up there by Avery Brandewey. Ella takes her down inside. Here comes the double team, triple team. Open player gets the bounce pass. Layup by Borchers is good. Ella Haney was corralled by three Fort Loramie players, knew somebody had to be open, and she found her. Here's the ball thrown by Fort Loramie into the lane, knocked away by Rushi, picked up in the corner by the Redskins. Here's a 17-footer by Victoria Mesher, hits every inch of the rim, backboard, and comes off. Rebounded by the Raiders. 17-11 Fort Loramie. Rushi with the first goal of the second quarter. Foul line, spin move. Sophie Francis tries to take it down the side of the lane, kicked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Wholesale changes for the Redskins. Kara Meyer out, Victoria Mesher out. Victoria Mesher and Avery Brandewey, two stellar ninth graders. Ball lobbed in by Rushi, broken up Ava Scholtis. Bodies hit the deck. Foul, far side of the floor against Fort Loramie.
And that is their first foul in about 8 minutes. Mentioned earlier that they picked up two within the first 2 minutes. They calmed down defensively and have not done that over the last eight.
The height of Rushi has surrounded Ava Scholtis in the middle for Fort Loramie. She's not touched it often, but the Redskins have done damage from the perimeter. Quick hands by Fort Loramie. Wow. And Fort Loramie steals it. What a pilfer. Redskins took that ball right away. There's Ava going to work. She took it 60 feet and scored. Ava Scholtis barged down the floor and dropped it in. 19-11, Fort Loramie by 8. High left at CeCe Borchers to the three-point shooter. Look out. Good! Reese Kubo drops it home from distance. 19-14, Fort Loramie up 5. Here is Avery Brandewey, top of the circle. Goes into the lane to a cutter. Ball batted free by Rushi, and coming out of there with it is Reese Kubo, and head coach Paul Bremigen gets a timeout. 5:34 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 19, Rushi 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, Fort Loramie had mounted an 8-point lead. Reese Kubo hit a critical three for Rushi to slice it to 5. And now Rushi, after the timeout, runs offense. But Fort Loramie with quick hand steals. Long pass down the floor. Driving shot by Ava Turner in traffic. No good. Rebounded by Rushi. Action pell-mell right at the moment. Rushi on the arc at CeCe Borchers. She goes baseline. A runner from 7. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. 4:48 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 19, Rushi 14. Here's Riley Heitkamp. Left wing, it goes on the play to Ava Scholtis. Out high, Skylar Albers. Right flank, Colleen Brandewey. Colleen's got fingers on the right hand taped up. She's not been a factor so far. Outside the arc, right wing, Riley Heitkamp. It looks like it's online, and it is! Riley Heitkamp splashes one in from long range. 22-14, Redskins have restored that 8-point spread. Here's Rushi with the ball. Look at CeCe Borchers go to work. Tried to split two. Fort Loramie defenders couldn't get it done. The Redskins cleaned up and swiped it away. Boy, you simply have to be strong with the ball and take care of it when playing against Fort Loramie. Look out! Look out! Three ball, left corner, Victoria Mesher, 27-footer, drilled it from way downtown. Or was it Ava Turner? I think it was 11 and not 31. It might have been Ava.
It was Ava.
Ava Turner, wow. Fort Loramie's got its biggest cushion, 25-14, on a triple by Ava Turner right in front of the Rushi cheering section. 3:57 left in the second quarter. Redskins up 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Oh, the difference in this game. Turnovers by Rushi. 3-point shooting by Fort Loramie. Here's Fort Loramie pressing hard defensively. Down to her left. Over guarding foul committed by Ava Turner. Ava Turner just threw in a triple deep in the left corner, extending Fort Loramie's lead to its biggest, 25-14.
Six three-pointers so far for the Redskins. Unofficially, 9 turnovers for the Raiders.
18 of Fort Loramie's 25 points produced by triples. Hot three-point shooting by Fort Loramie. We noted in the pregame, 38% behind the arc for Fort Loramie on the year. Here's a missed three ball by Rushi. A good drive into the lane following Reese Gubo. Fed it to Kate Sherman. She dropped in a two-footer. Skylar Albers tries to return the favor for Fort Loramie. A hasty three way short. Rebound down to Rushi. 25-16. Raiders down 9. Ball thrown to Sherman, high post. Looks down inside for a teammate. Ronnie Poling, 6-foot sophomore, is in. Sherman to Poling, back to Sherman. Missed the 6-footer too hard. Fort Loramie stabs it out of bounds. 2:55 to go in the second. Fort Loramie 25, Rushi 16. Fort Loramie's biggest advantage was 11 a moment ago. Substitutions, Victoria Mesher out for Fort Loramie. Also on the sideline, Ava Turner. Rushi inbounding side court at the Raiders' end. 9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Haney and Sherman still out there for Rushi in the middle. Boy, Kate Sherman just towers over Ava Shoulders of Fort Loramie. Difference is 6'2", 5'10". It looks every bit of that. Top of the circle, Haney for Rushi. Raiders, big possession. Good fake left wing by Simone Putoff. Got around her man. Missed the shot, no good. Weak side rebound. Gubo off the back iron. Rebound punched away in the corner. Touched by Rushi. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 2:37 to go, second quarter, 25-16 Redskins. Ball being walked up by Fort Loramie. In the game right now, Jaden Rose, 5'6 sophomore. Out of Kara Meyer, out high to Ava. Ava with a high dribble, guarded aggressively. Gave it up in the corner, another three by the Redskins. Overshot, no good. Weak side rebound, finished up and in by Colleen Brandewee. You talk about cleaning up the miss. Johnny on the spot, 11-point edge for Fort Loramie. And dribbling up into the forecourt, Simone Putoff tried to go around Colleen Brandewee, who got a mitt on the ball and pounded it off a Raider's toe. Out of bounds it goes. Redskins possession again, and the mistakes mount for Rushi.
They do. They've just not been able to handle Fort Loramie's defensive pressure, Jack.
A minute 54 to go here in the second quarter. 27-16, Fort Loramie by 11. Straight on, it's Jaden Rose. Rose goes baseline to a teammate. Overshooting from 10 is Victoria Mesher. Rebound yanked down on the play by Borchers of Rushi. Outside the arc to Haney. Shoulders comes to greet her. How many points for Ella Haney so far, Brian?
2. 1 basket in the first quarter.
Shoulders has done a pretty good job on her. Here's Simone Putoff in the left corner on a weave to Haney. Minute 20 left in the half. On top, it's Gubo. 5'6 junior. Coming out to catch Haney. Rushi not penetrating for Loramie's tough defense at the moment. And Rushi goes high, low, down inside to Sherman. Blocked. It's blocked on the play by Mesher. Here come the Redskins into the half court. Knocked out of bounds, far side of the floor by Rushi. I may have been mistaken. Who got that block by the Redskins, Bryant? I said Victoria Mesher. That's, I think it was maybe Ava Shouldas.
I believe it was, yes.
Ava Shouldas with a knockaway as Sherman went up to guide that one in from 5 feet out. Redskins possession up 11, 27-16, 52 seconds to go in the half. Here's Ava Turner outside the arc on the left. It's batted by Rushi, saved inbounds by Haney. Haney gives it up on the play to Putoff. Putoff running down the left side of the floor. No good on the shot. Foul blocking against Fort Loramie. Riley Heitkamp thought it was a charge. Believed the Rushi player lowered the shoulder. It was a tough one. 50-50 call. Ref right on it. He was there spot on. So we play on. Two foul shots for Rushi. The first by Putoff. A little too much oomph on it. It's no good. We're stuck at 27-16, Fort Loramie, 42.6 to go here in the second quarter. It has been an intense, well-played, competitive ball game between these two clubs, just as we knew it would be. Both free throws missed by Rushi. And Fort Loramie brings it down. Riley Heitkamp, David Turner, looks to Avery Brandewey in the middle. Now Riley's got it at the Raiders logo at midcourt as Fort Loramie tries to spread the floor. We're winding down to 20 ticks on the clock late in the second quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 11. Riley Heitkamp still dribbling, guarded loosely by Putoff, 30 feet away. Down to 10, 9, behind the screen, left wing. Goes Turner in a crowd of players. It's thrown to Riley Heitkamp from 35 feet. It's good! I don't believe it! Wow. Fort Loramie ran a play for Ava Turner in the left corner. She was bottled up. Rushi knocked it loose. The ball rolled to Riley Heitkamp. She might have been closer to midcourt than she was the top of the circle. And she swished it just before the buzzer to give Fort Loramie a 14-point lead. And that shot there by Riley Heitkamp symbolizes the first half for the Redskins, Bryant.
It absolutely does, Jack. Just a ton of three-pointers for the Redskins. They had three in that second quarter, and in the first quarter, they had four. Amazing.
21 of Fort Loramie's 30 points from behind the arc. We got a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break is next. Fort Loramie 30, Rushi 16 at the half, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, we welcome you back here to the Rushi Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. He will be back with us next week. So many thanks to Mike Wick, who joined us on Tuesday night for the Fort Loramie game at New Bremen. Bryant is here this evening. We'll be together tomorrow night for the game between the Botkins and Jackson Center boys at the Habitat of the Cat. On the air about 7 o'clock, big contest in the Shelby County Athletic League as Jackson Center tries to close the gap between second place and first place in the SCAL. Our halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. AAG Inc. is our halftime sponsor. Bryant, Fort Loramie, unbelievably hot behind the arc. Simmering is not the right word. They're searing. Splendid shooting by the Redskins from distance.
7 three-pointers in that first half. Incredible. And like you talked about just before we took our halftime break, Riley Heikamp with an amazing shot to end that first half. It was from near the volleyball line, Jack. And I knew as soon as it left her hands, it was going to be very close because it was on. You could tell by the arc. Nothing but net. Just incredible. And like you said, sums up that first half perfectly.
Tell you what, in girls Division IV basketball, three-point shooting like this displayed the night before Loramie, virtually impossible to defend against.
It is. Rushi has had a problem tonight, though. They are collapsing inside, and they have left some of these girls wide open, and they're making them pay, Jack.
Who leads the way in scoring?
For Fort Loramie, Ava Turner has 9 points, all on three-pointers. Riley Heitkamp has 8. Colleen Brandwee has 5. Carol Meyer has 3. Victoria Mesher has 2. Ava Schultes has 2. And Avery Brandwee has 1.
And the bigs for Rushi are surrounding Ava Schultes. Just 2 points for Ava. Everybody else doing the damage for the Redskins.
Absolutely. It's a pick your poison there for your defensive method against Fort Loramie. And they're showing tonight they can score inside, they can score outside.
And the 16 from Rushi came how?
Reese Gubeau has 8. She's nearly keeping the Raiders in the game herself. Then you have CeCe Borchers with 2, Kate Sherman with 2, Ella Haney with 2, and Ronnie Poling with 2. Both Sherman and Haney's points came in the first quarter. They were held scoreless in the second.
That is our halftime report from here at Rushi. Fort Loramie girls 30, Rushi Raiders 16. The battle between the number one team in girls D4 in the state of Ohio and the number 4 squad. Our halftime sponsor, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. It was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. We return to Rushi. We start the third quarter. Fort Loramie girls 30, Rushi 16. Opening tip to start the game. Or I should say, the ball inbounded by Rushi to begin third quarter play. It was the Raiders' arrow. And Fort Loramie knocked it out of bounds. And then Rushi threw it in. And the Raiders fumbled it below the rim. So the Redskins bring it down, owning a 14-point lead. Opening seconds of play. Second half. Unbelievable shooting unofficially. 7 of 11 behind the arc for Fort Loramie in the first two quarters. Red hot from distance. 21 of the Fort Loramie girls' 30 points generated from the three-point line. Fort Loramie, half court to her left. Ball hit to the thrown to the cutter, Ava Scholtis, who dived into the paint, caught it, banked it in. Good out-of-bounds play by Fort Loramie as Ava Scholtis went to work. You can bet that was a point of conversation at halftime for Fort Loramie. Get Ava the ball. Redskins did on that inbounds play. Here is Rushi, half-court to her right, and it is coughed up on the baseline by Kate Sherman. Tries to throw it off a Redskin shoe. It goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie didn't touch it. It's Rushi possession. 32-16 in favor of the Redskins. Heitkamp to midcourt. Ronnie Heitkamp down the right side. Looks for help. She's stymied. Throws it right to a Raider. Bust out by Kate Sherman. She strolls down the floor, glides to the rim, and lays it up and in. Nicely done by the Raiders. 32-18. Sloppy play before Loramie. Steal by Rushi. And a run out the other way. Here's Ava Scholtis with the ball into the lane. Feeds it behind the arc to Colleen Brandewey. Now to Heitkamp, 25 feet out. Right flank, it goes to Ava Turner. Near side, Riley. Another long three. Skids off the rim, no good. Rushi down 14 with possession. 6:16 to go here in the third quarter. The ball thrown baseline right. Rushi to Sherman. Sherman whips a pass below the backboard to the other side of the floor. Easy for me to say. Flips the net. Fort Loramie touches it. Goes out of bounds. Rushi will retain it.
Unofficially in the first half, I had Rushi for 11 turnovers. They already have one here early in the second.
Dribbling is C.C. Borchers. Foul line for Rushi. Gives it up on the arc to teammate Reese Gubo. Near side three-pointer by her. It is high off the back flange. Long rebound, Rushi. Thrown below the rim to the cutter, Gubo. Reverse layup with the left hand, no, but she's walloped on the arc. Good alertness by Rushi, sharing the ball well, and got Gubo to the stripe for two. 32-18, Fort Loramie, 5:51 left third quarter. Free throw, Gubo, swish.
Gubo is having a great game. Jack, that was a heads-up play by her. That pass was going towards Sherman, got by her, but she was able to come over, get it, and get a shot off.
Yep. Second shot, Reese spins the ball in her hands and connects. 32-20, 12-point spread. Here is Fort Loramie in the lead with the ball at midcourt. Here's a very poor cross-court pass, picked off easily by Kate Sherman, and then Fort Loramie has Riley Heitkamp leaping high into the air. She spoils a Rushi pass, and it goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie not sharp here in the first 2 minutes plus of the third quarter. 32-20. Redskins up a dozen. Rushi tries to cut into the deficit more. On the arc is Borchers, being guarded tightly by Randowee. Good drive by Borchers. Up and good. C.C. Borchers, quick first step, took it to the cup, exploded to the rim, and laid it through. 32-22. On the arc, Fort Loramie, three ball. Right flank by Randowee. High off the back iron, no good. Rebound down to Rushi. Long throw up the floor to Gubo. Right corner, popped up in the air and stolen. Coming out of there with it, Randowee. Randowee ahead to Turner, pulls up from 17 and drags the pivot foot. 32-22, Fort Loramie up 10. Redskins with a little bit of rough play right now, a tough patch. Head coach Carla Siegel calls timeout. Rushi hanging around. 32-22, Redskins in front with 5:04 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Up after the timeout, Kate Sherman misses down inside for Rushi. A lot of traffic, might have been fouled. And Fort Loramie's come down the floor, thrown the ball inside to Ava Shoulders. Pivot move by her, deflected on the play by the Raiders. And Rushi comes up with it. And then the Rushi team promptly throws it away in its half court. And the Redskins get it back. 10-point lead Fort Loramie, last 4 minutes, third quarter. 30 feet away, Victoria Mesher hits a cutter down the lane, Riley Heitkamp, and she's undercut. Sherman tripped her. Common foul. Second on Rushi, one on Fort Loramie in this half. 4:06 to be precise, left in the third period. Fort Loramie is in front with 10. Halftime spread, Bryant, was what at intermission?
14. So Rushi is off to a 6-2 advantage so far in this third quarter.
Yep, there you go. Fort Loramie just 2 points in 4 minutes. Ball inbounded below the rim by Fort Loramie to Shoulders. Hook shot across the lane. Well defended by Rushi. Ball popped up in the air on the baseline. Player scrapped for it, and a Redskin gets a piece of it last. Here comes Rushi down the floor. Excellent defense here to start the second half by the Raiders, who are down 10, as Bryant noted. Rushi's chopped 4 off the Fort Loramie halftime advantage. Open shooter, right wing, long 3, Gubo, blocked on the play. Taken away, good effort by Colleen Brandewee, who got a fist on the ball. Throws it up the floor, right wing to Kara Meyer, out back to Riley Heitkamp. 3.5 to go in the third. Redskins stifled here offensively. Just 2 points. We got a foul against Rushi away from the action. Holding below the basket against the Raiders. Team foul 3 here in the third quarter. Play stopped momentarily. 3:25 to go. Third quarter. 32-24. Fort Loramie up 10. Avery Brandewee has just checked out for the Redskins. Heitkamp, the playmaker below the backboard, lobs to Ava Shoulders in the lane, brings it out high, hands it off to Heitkamp. Riley, 30 feet out, good defense. Coming out to help her is Ava Turner, stops her dribble, gives it up to Ava between circles. 3:10 to go in the third. Low scoring, third quarter of play. Open on the arc, Fort Loramie. Albers thought about shooting, didn't. No, it's Jaden Rose who's in at the moment, not Skyler. Fort Loramie spreads the floor. Heitkamp 30 feet away. Drops it down baseline right to Shoulders. Uh-oh. She either dragged the pivot foot or turned the ball over. Might have palmed it. Head coach Paul Bremigen has got his Raiders playing superb defense here in the third quarter.
Unofficially, 6 turnovers for the Redskins here. Through the first 7 minutes, excuse me, through the first 5 minutes of this third quarter, they had 3 unofficially in the entire first half.
Yep, and most of those turnovers forced by outstanding Rushi D. 2:41 to go, third quarter. Rushi down 10 on the arc with the ball. Reese Gubo looks inside. Can't find anybody. Popping out to catch. Right wing is the jump shooter. It is bouncing around. No good. Sophie Francis couldn't get it to go. In backcourt, Rushi nearly steals. It's pried loose, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 32-22. Redskins up 10. Seems like we've been saying that score for the last few minutes repeatedly. It's a 6-2 third quarter in favor of Rushi. Fort Loramie experienced poor play in the third quarter against New Bremen on Tuesday. Rushi inbounds, or I should say Fort Loramie inbounds, stolen on the play by Rushi, stolen back by Fort Loramie, and then busting down the floor is Ava Shoulders. She strides into the paint area. Rushi defender not set. It's ruled in the act of shooting. And Fort Loramie goes to the stripe with 2:17 remaining in the third period. Up by 10, 32-22. Free throw, Ava clangs off the rim. Avery Brandewey in. Jaden Rose in. Victoria Mesher in. Kara Meyer sits.
This is tracking so far with that Tuesday game at New Bremen. The third quarter was the Redskins' weakest of that contest.
Yep. Redskins were outplayed by New Bremen in the third period on Thursday. Second free throw by Ava Scholtis is perfect. 33-22. Fort Loramie up 11. We're near the two-minute mark late in the second quarter. It's been a 6-3 quarter in favor of Rushi. Ball thrown, high post to Pulling. On the arc with a three-point shooter, Sophie Francis connects, bombs away. Sophie Francis, a line drive, three ball. 33-25, Fort Loramie back in a hurry. Baseline right, Victoria Mesher, got it. Oh, that's a big basket. Oh, that's a crucial hoop. Victoria Mesher found open. Good penetration in the lane by Colleen Brandewey. And Mesher sinks the short corner jumper. 35-25 in favor of Fort Loramie by 10. Here's a jump ball rule, top of the circle. Rushi goes up to shoot. It's blocked up on top. Ball remains in the hands of the shooter. Arrow says Rushi keeps it. 10-point lead, Fort Loramie. Minute 35 to go here in the third. Rushi had cut it to 8. Raiders with the ball in the corner. It's Sophie Francis. Looks in the middle for Sherman. Throws on the arc to Reese Gubo. Gubo on the dribble. She's pinned at midcourt by Jaden Rose. Ball thrown to Sherman down low. Sherman ducks under, leans in, and attracts the two-shot foul. Good effort by Sherman. Don't think she dragged the pivot foot. She earns 2 at the stripe. Rushi down 10 to Fort Loramie. A minute 19 to go, third quarter. Rushi is 60% foul shooting team on the year. Sherman sinks it. 35-26. Fort Loramie up 9. Second shot here by Kate.
Pending the second shot, they are 5-7 from the free throw line in this contest tonight.
1, 2, 3, 4 bounces by Sherman. It is on the front rim, side rim, and off. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins up 9, a minute 12 to go, third quarter. Riley Heitkamp down the right side to Colleen Brandewey. Back to Riley between the circles. Pulls the ball high over her head. Check by CeCe Borchers. Out high to Jaden Rose. Fumbled it. Nearly double dribbled. Rushi guarding very tightly. Reese Gubo is whistled for the foul. 5 team fouls on Rushi here in the second half, 2 on Fort Loramie. Rushi Raiders complaining from the bench, thinking that Fort Loramie turned it over on a travel, but the foul was called initially. Common, ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Heitkamp at midcourt. Ava Scholtis high right. Into the right corner to the long three-point shooter, Colleen Brandewey. And you can tell by the roar of the crowd, she drained it. That was huge. Lead for Fort Loramie is up to 12, 38-26. Maybe that was a long deuce, Bryant, or was it a three?
I had it for a three, and I swore I saw the arms.
The edge was 9. That takes it to 12. Good shot, fake by Ella Haney. Baseline right, throws up a 10-footer wild shot, but she knew she was going to be blocked defensively by a Fort Loramie player, and Haney's at the stripe with a pair. That's the kind of thing Ella Haney, who is very athletic, can do. With her size, she can squeeze her way into the paint, lean in with those arms and jumping ability. And if she can't score, she'll get to the stripe. She missed this one. 38-26. Fort Loramie up 12, 24.9 to go here in the third quarter. That was a nifty shot. Last trip down by Colleen Brandewey. That trifecta put the Fort Loramie lead at 12. Second foul shot, Haney, good. And it's 11. Streaking down the floor, Riley Heitkamp. Baseline left, hits a player. Ball fed in the lane. Schultes on the finish. One, two, three passes. Loramie made the extra one, and the lead is 13, 40 to 27. 9 seconds to go. Third quarter. Borchers dribbling, blocking foul against Fort Loramie with 4.6 remaining here in the third quarter. Redskins have worked the lead back out to 13. Rushi inbounding left to the rim. Playmaker is Reese Gubo, looks, finds a teammate below the rim at Sophie Francis. Shot deflected. Fort Loramie's got it on the run down the floor. Turner missed a 45-foot banker. It hit the window, jiggled the rim, spun away. That's it. Three quarters in the books at Rushi. Very well played. Good girls high school basketball game tonight in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie 40, Rushi 27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, give Rushi a whole bunch of credit in that third quarter. They cut into a Fort Loramie 14-point halftime lead, shaved it to 8. But to Fort Loramie's credit, the Redskins worked it back to 13. We start the fourth, 40-27, Fort Loramie. Open player outside the lane on the left. Schultes missed a banker in tight. Rebound loose in the right corner, rolling out of bounds off of Fort Loramie. Ava Schultes has been defended in around the rim very tightly by the 6'2 Sherman, the 6-foot Haney. Rushi comes down the floor behind the 13. 35 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Or I should say, yes, in the fourth quarter. And there's a fatigue mistake, Bryant. Rushi had the ball top of the circle. And a lazy pass to the far wing, out of bounds, comes right back to the Redskins.
Right, and speaking of fatigue, like you were just mentioning, that was a 9-3 run for Rushi to start that third quarter. 7-2 run for Fort Loramie to end it.
Here is Kara Meyer in the half court for Fort Loramie, and that might be the biggest shot of the night. She got a screen, let it fly from 26. It jiggled around in the cylinder, went down through, and guess what? She's on the line for an add one because she was knocked to the deck after triggering the shot. Very good game for the senior, Kara Meyer. Wow. She flipped that one in right in front of the Redskins bench, almost had a heel out of bounds. In it went, and the lead for Fort Loramie is the Redskins' biggest of the night, 16-43-27. Free throw by Kara is in. Dynamite game by Kara Meyer, offensively and defensively. Minute gone, fourth quarter. That three by Meyer might have broken Rushi's back. Still plenty of time left. Ball thrown high post, Haney on the arc, fed to Borchers. Outside the arc on the left to Gubo. Thrown to Sherman. High low, lobbing down inside. Sherman pinched by two players. Foul called against Fort Loramie. Redskins thought they were defending with arms and hands straight to the sky, but Sherman gets a couple at the stripe. 44-27 Fort Loramie. This was an 8-point game. Whoops, scoreboard just now signifies 43. Apparently, Kara Myers' three ball was only a two.
I take it to be the case. I thought it was a three, but... And there are Fort Laramie people around us who thought the same, apparently, judging by the reaction.
Here's a good inbounds play by Rushi after the common foul layup by Sherman. Oh, she missed it. It swirled around the rim three times and came out. Fort Laramie's lead is 16, not 17. 43-27. Redskins got the rebound, threw it down the floor into the left corner. Good double team by Rushi. Ball out of bounds to the Redskins, who are up 16 with 6:30 to go in this game. And I just lost my little muffler off my mic. There it is. A little too much action, and I blurted it right off. Here's Fort Laramie inbounding. Good steal on the play by the Rushi Raiders. Nice interception down the floor by CeCe Borchers, who threw it out on top to Sophie Francis. Left side of the floor, Haney. Spin move outside the lane. Banked it in. Ella Haney, nicely done. Good execution. Fine stroke by her. Here's Fort Laramie countering. Avery Brandewee retaliates. 17-footer by Brandewee. Poured it in from behind the foul stripe. 2 points each way. Ball thrown, Rushi, high post, intercepted by Fort Laramie, which is up 16. Here's a run out by Kara Meyer down the lane, missed it off the backboard, and it goes to Rushi. 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi down 16. Ball entered into the post to Ella Haney, knocked away by Fort Laramie, hooking foul against the Redskins. Big stretch right here for the Raiders. Rushi simply cannot afford to fall further behind, Bryant. They've got to stay in touch. Need points in this possession for sure. Ball lobbed in ahead of the key to Borchers. Right down inside to a big. It's caught and scored. Nicely done on the interior. Coming in off the bench, Ronnie Poling, 6 foot sophomore. Got the fine entry pass from the head of the key. Good angle. And she dropped it in off the window. She's at the stripe with a three-point play. Chance. Just what Rushi needed. Free throw short. Missed the rim. Went out of bounds to Fort Laramie.
Now, Poling has had a nice game off the bench. Had a basket in the second quarter as well. And she played all of that JV game. So she's had a lot of quarters of action tonight.
Now, you're permitted as many as six. A lot of size for Rushi. Poling 6 feet. Haney over six. Sherman at 6'2". Here's Fort Laramie getting the ball down the floor. Juggling it once or twice. But now they set up the offense. A little more secured is that pass. Brandewee catches out high. Goes to Albers' right wing. 17-footer rattles around, comes out. Rebound low on the right. Knocked out of bounds. Foul called. It might be over the back against Rushi. Jaden Rose on the floor now for Fort Laramie. It is the 1-1 for the Redskins with 5:18 left. No, it's called a two-shot foul. The first of two is good by Colleen Brandewee. And the Redskins' lead swells to 15 at 46-31 with 5:18 to go in the fourth. Victoria Mesher comes out for the Redskins. Boy, she was solid. The ninth grader performed extremely well. Both free throws by Brandewee are perfect, and Fort Laramie gets a timeout. Redskins up to 16, 5:18 left in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultz
Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Yep, the Rushi Raiders had the ball knocked out of bounds twice by Fort Laramie, which gets yet another deflection in the corner, and Rushi gets a piece of that one last. That's been the theme all night long as Fort Laramie has racked up deflection after deflection, and the Redskins have taken advantage. Their lead at the half of 14 was sliced to 8. Now it's up to 16. Here's a drive, baseline right by Fort Laramie. A good screen, layup, Brandewee, good, and a foul on Rushi. And the lead has expanded to 18, 49-31. Rushi's in trouble now. Pulling out, Sherman back in. Redskins in command by 18. Avery Brandewee at the stripe. For the two ninth graders, Brandewee and Mesher, have given a very good account of themselves here this evening. 50-31, Fort Laramie. Here is Rushi into the half court. 30 feet away, C.C. Borchers throws down the left side to Sherman. Sherman puts it on the deck, goes foul line. Goes opposite right corner, Haney, a drive around Schultz. Puts up a 10-footer, in, out, no good, foul. Committed by Schultz, two shots for Haney. 4:27 to go. Fort Laramie up by 19. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann drywall in Anna. Gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done, call on Riemann Drywall in Anna, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Ella Haney at the stripe for Rushi, sinks a pair. Fort Laramie's lead is 17. It was 19. Here's a bad pass by Fort Laramie. Rushi's got it, and the Raiders throw it away. Fort Laramie's got it down to her right. Brandewee in backcourt. Loops it out ahead to Kara Meyer. Kara Meyer with a fine all-around game for the Redskins here tonight. Now to Riley Heitkamp at the timeline. Riley 35 feet away. Both teams in the bonus. Screen from Schultz. Ball thrown left flank for Brandewee, deflected out of bounds off Rushi. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Laramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Laramie contest here on scoresbroadcast.com is Fort Laramie inbounds. He goes to Heitkamp. Heitkamp to Schultz, reverse layup, no good, hangs on the rim, foul on the board against Rushi. Thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Laramie game sponsors. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Couple free throws for Avery Brandewee, and she calmly hits that one dead center. 51-33. Fort Laramie up 18. Second shot by Avery. Good again. Oh, the two ninth graders have played very well. Three-point shooting by Fort Laramie early was razor sharp. Fine game by Kara Meyer. Another deflection by Fort Laramie and a steal. A run out by Riley Heitkamp. Shot deflected. It dances off the rim. No good. Here comes Rushi back the other way. Driving through the lane, Gubo. Right wing to the shooter, Borcher. Swish! A short corner 12-footer. Timeout, Rushi. which is down 17 with 3:14 to go in the game. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about two fine sponsors in Jackson Center here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to the Pro Hardware Stores of Jackson Center and Greenville now. New location at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Call Darren Yankst. Tell him you'd like to meet him at the Greenville store, Greenville Pro Hardware, 418 South Broadway. Call Darren, 330-524-3984. Or Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Plus a big savings on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home tests for the coronavirus, available, too, at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Fort Laramie into the half-court offense. Kara Meyer after the timeout. Hoists up a three. No good. She gets the rebound back. Feeds it on the arc to Brandewey. Left corner. Ava Shoulders hits a triple. And that puts a capper on it. That wraps it up. Shoulders from downtown. That was a long one. Here's a bad pass by Rushi, caused by Fort Laramie. Error Raiders again, out of bounds to the Redskins. The lead has swollen to 20, 55-35. Ava Shoulders has been thwarted tonight. Bryant, how many for her?
Well, she's done much better here in this second half. She now has 8. She only had 2 at halftime.
That was a big 3-ball by Ava. And that extended the lead all the way out to 20. Here's a hook shot in the lane by Shoulders. Defended well, no good. Rebound down to Rushi. 2:40 left to go in the game. 55-35 in favor of Fort Laramie. Raiders working through the top of the circle. It's Haney. Haney right flank. Gubo dumps it down inside to a cutter. Foul over the back against the Redskins. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. 2:28 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Laramie up to 20, 55-35. Don't forget, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. 101 free throw, missed, no good. Rebound by Rushi's Haney. Hook shot, short. And the rebound is poked out of bounds by Fort Laramie with 2:23 to go. And the Redskins up by 20. Here's the ball thrown in by Rushi. Bust out, steal. Colleen Brandewey the other way. Left-handed up and good. Colleen Brandewey swiped it and took it the route. 57-35 Fort Laramie. Biggest advantage of this game. Dribble drive in through the paint goes Borchers, and it's pounded away by Fort Laramie. Loose ball, scrum in the right corner. Arrow favors which club? 2:01 to go. 22-point lead Fort Laramie. It will be Rushi ball. Inbounding Sophie Francis, far side of the court, as Sherman and Haney come out for the Raiders. Sherman and Haney sit down. And this game for Fort Laramie, well in hand. Rushi got it to 8 midway through the third, as Fort Laramie was slow getting out of the gate to start the second half of this game. But Rushi could not get it any closer. And then Fort Laramie spurted. Ava Shoulders a big 3 a moment ago. Kara Meyer had a long 2, was fouled in that play, completed the 3-point play. At the stripe, here's another steal by Fort Laramie. Taken away by Shoulders. Cross court to the 3-point shooter. It is banging off the rim, no good. Shot by Rose was short. Splashed to a Rushi player who scarfs up the rebound. Reese Gubo into the half court. Far side to C.C. Borchers. A minute 12 to go in this game. Ball thrown to Sophie Francis on the arc to Borchers. Hits a cutter down the lane. Looped up on the play by Maya Monin. 5'7 junior and off the bench. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Foul. Backcourt on Rushi. We've got more white shirts, more black shirts coming in. Numerous changes. A minute to go. 57-35 Redskins by 22.
Monin, another key JV player for those Raiders. And I tell you, look at that JV roster. It's a who's who of their volleyball varsity roster. Carly Scott, too. Ronnie Poling that we mentioned earlier.
Avery Brandaway for Fort Loramie connects at the stripe, and the lead is 58-35. This turned out to be, without question, the best game for the Fort Loramie girls in the last four or five. They have been pretty sharp, with the exception of the first 5 to 6 minutes of the third. Avery Brandaway, ninth grader. Victoria Mesher, ninth grader. They excelled tonight. The three-point shooting was splendid in the first half, 7 of 11. And Fort Loramie with numerous steals and deflections. Here's Rushi, baseline right, short shot by Monin. No good, but she's hacked on the arm. With 49.9 to go, 59-35, Fort Loramie's biggest spread of this night.
Avery Brandwee came out during that last exchange of players there. She finishes with 10. 9 of those came in the second half. And all 9 actually came in the fourth quarter.
There you go. Free throw up and good by Borchers of the Raiders. By mistake, it's Maya Monin, number 5, who makes them both. And it's 59-37 in favor of Fort Loramie with 45 to go. Now, Rushi had a game plan. It was crowd the middle, not let Fort Loramie drive, shut off Ava Shoulders for sure. But Fort Loramie spoiled that game plan with splendid outside shooting here tonight, especially in the first half. Baseline short corner jumper by the Redskins. Dances around, comes off. Rebound, though, by Allison Schmidtmeier. 20 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Schmidtmeier, a 5'8 senior, is in. Throws to midcourt to Jaden Rose, over and back against the Redskins. 15.7 left here in the fourth. 59-37 Fort Loramie. This was a much closer game about two-thirds, three-fourths of the way through that third quarter as Rushi had chopped the deficit from 14 down to 8. Long three, Raiders no, with 3 seconds remaining. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, but the Redskin player, Aubrey Baker, has a toe on the line. Rushi will inbound with 1.5 left. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break at the close of the fourth quarter in just a matter of seconds. Rushi inbounds below the rim, shot missed by the Raiders, and that does it. Fort Loramie, with a fine last 10 minutes of this game, explodes to pull away from an 8-point lead to win by 22 over Rushi, 59-37. As the Redskins sweep the season series 2-0, they've now won 8 in a row over Rushi, and Fort Loramie gets a firmer grip on that top spot in the Shelby County Athletic League with a record of 7-0. Rushi falls to 5-2. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break upcoming here very shortly. So, board operator Derek, please stand by. Say, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, just $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern, 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet that you will not find better. Again, we salute our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They are with us for each and every Fort Loramie game. These big three, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn and Rushi. New address, 575 East Main. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And a big thank you to scoresbroadcast.com sponsor Osgood Bank. We salute the folks at Osgood on for us for a second year here on scoresbroadcast.com. Osgood Bank with several locations for you. Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. If you're looking to buy, build, or refinance a home, check with Osgood. Osgood's got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. That two-minute radio station break I promised is upcoming. Fort Loramie defeats Rushi tonight, pulling away to take it to 22 after Rushi closed it to 8 in the third quarter. Final score 59-37. Back in 2 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
I was just alerted to a college score. How about this? Indiana beat Ohio State by 16, 67-51. Pulled away from a two-point halftime lead, one of the 16 points. That is a shocker. Not a shocker here tonight at the Rushi Gym. Fort Loramie victorious 59-37. And this sets up a game on Saturday that could be very interesting. Fort Loramie traveling early Saturday morning up to Ottawa-Glandorf to take on the Titans. Very good, tall, rangy girls basketball team, D3. It's at Ottawa-Glandorf. Airtime about noon. Tip-off, 12:30. Those times could change five, seven, 8 minutes either way. But it's Fort Loramie, Ottawa, Glandorf, which has lost just twice this year. We've got that game covered for you. A tip-off around 12:30. We're on the air close to 12. That's on Saturday, Fort Loramie at Ottawa Glandorf. Tomorrow night, Jackson Center hosts Botkins in boys action. You won't want to miss it. Should be an outstanding game at the Habitat of the Cat. Botkins against Jackson Center. Tip-off around 7:30. Airtime 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, which simulcasts for us, our radio station sponsors. And thank you very much to TC Sports, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and Emerson Wagner Realty, our fine WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors. Our anchor sponsors via scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass, Barker Insurance, Clancy's Restaurant, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. We could not have been conceived without the support and assistance from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks to Locale so much, all the staff, associates, Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich. We owe them so much gratitude. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's, Osgood Bank, and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County? And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, too. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and WMBR. Bryant, let's take a look at the scoring. Quick review of it. And I don't think you'll have much of a challenge coming up with stars of this game, although Fort Loramie might have a few, maybe even several.
Yes, they absolutely could. We'll start with their leading scorer, Colleen. You got to help me with her name. It hurts me.
Colleen
Brandwee. Thank you, Jack. Yep. She had 12 points. She was the consistent scorer, had 5 points at halftime, and added 7 in the second half. Ava Turner had 9 points. Riley Heidkamp had 8 points. Ava Schultes had 10 points, 8 of which came in the second half. Kara Meyer finished the game with 6 points. Victoria Mesher had 4 points. And Avery Brandwee had 10 points, 9 of which came in the fourth quarter. And she is my pick for Fort Loramie's star of the game. Huge performance in the fourth quarter to help the Redskins pull away. But as you said, just a total team effort, and you could pick 5 of their girls to be the star of the game for Fort Loramie. Looking at Rushi's scoring, you had Cece Borchers finish with 6 points. Kate Sherman finished with 5 points. Maya Monin finished with 2 points. Ella Haney finished with 7 points. Reese Goubeau finished with 10 points. Sophie Francis finished with 3 points. And Ronnie Poling finished with 4 points. Runaway Reese Goubeau, the star of the game for Rushi. She had 8 points in the first half. And just a total effort player, gave a lot of effort on plays. You saw her all around, fighting for rebounds inside and doing all sorts of stuff. Great for, I don't know what she's listed at, but what, 5'6 guard in that neighborhood, I'm going to guess?
Yep, she's a 5'6 junior. Really gave a fine account of herself tonight. Rushi's game plan, get it down inside. Raiders did it with some moderate success, I thought, early on in this game, did Rushi. But Fort Loramie started to defend it extremely well, got deflection steals, didn't allow Haney and Kate Sherman clean looks. That's all there is to it. Rushi had to resort to pretty much an outside game. Ava Schultes was neutralized as well on the inside for Fort Loramie. But, wow, unofficially we had Fort Loramie making 7 of their first 10 or 11 behind the arc, and that set the tone. Rushi got behind and could not play catch-up.
And as we saw in the second half, things changed a bit. Fort Laramie didn't rely on the three-pointer as much as they can, and it's just the adjustments, like we said earlier. Pick your poison.
Yep.
Rushi defended better on the outside there and, you know, had a really good defensive effort totally through those first 6 minutes or so in that third quarter. But Fort Laramie is just so talented and has players that can shoot inside, outside, mid-range, anywhere on the court. We even saw, who was that, Riley Heitkamp hit that three from the volleyball line. They're just extremely tough to defend. That's all you can say about it.
Final difference in this game is what, 22 points? 22 points. So Fort Laramie, over the last 10 minutes of this game, outscored Rushi by 14 and pulled away to win it. Again, our Clancy's Award winners, Bryant, are
Avery Brandaway and Reese Gubo.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
So many thanks to Jerry Garrett, general manager at Knox, lives in Fort Laramie. Knox Machinery, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, and we say hello as well to Nick Meyer, sales engineer at Knox, who lives in Fort Laramie. We spoke a few minutes ago about Riemann Drywall in Anna. Quick word from another Anna sponsor, Steve and Ted, your local friendly HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. We'll make your budget, deliver energy and cost savings for years to come. Flexible finance options available at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. One final word coming up, our upcoming schedule after this message. Fort Laramie defeats Rushi, 59-37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Bryant, you've got, what, a couple of final scores for our listeners?
Yes, Anna defeated Lehman Catholic tonight, 42-31, non-conference game, those two meeting up on a Thursday. And then another Shelby County Athletic League game, Botkins beat Jackson Center, 48-16. Botkins senior guard Carmen Hooker, surpassed 1,000 career points. Congratulations to Miss Hooker tonight.
Well done. Well done by Fort Loramie tonight in beating Rushi by 22. Next game for the Fort Loramie girls is Saturday morning. JV's play at 11 at Ottawa Glandorf. Varsity tip around 12:30. Rushi Raiders' next contest is coming up. Let's see. I thought I had their schedule. Marion Local, I think, is the next foe for the Rushi girls, as they play in the Midwest Athletic Conference against Marion. That's the next contest for the Rushi girls, who drop after the setback tonight to 11-3. Fort Loramie now 12-0 on the year. Our next broadcast is tomorrow night, tomorrow evening at Jackson Center. A tip-off 7:30 airtime, about 7 o'clock. Jackson Center Botkin should be a fine boys game. A lot at stake as Jackson Center tries to tighten up at Shelby County League, and closed within a game of Botkins in the loss column. The game is at Jackson. It was a 10-pointer at Botkins. That was the season opener. Seems like a long, long time ago. It really wasn't that far back. Fort Loramie showing tonight it's going to be mighty tough to beat. Big foe coming up on Saturday, Ottawa Glandorf, at the Titans Gym. And this Ottawa Glandorf team is coming off a recent setback to Convoy Crestview, which is ranked in the top 10 in girls D4. That was a 6-pointer, 51-45. I know that Ottawa did lose one of its bigs on the inside, a knee injury to Chloe Glenn, but they still have a bunch of other size. In addition, Fort Loramie perhaps got a little prepared for that length of Ottawa Glandorf here tonight against Rushi.
Absolutely. That was a good tune-up for a big team like that. And, Jack, what were we talking about? It was a huge start last season for Fort Loramie when those two teams met in Loramie. I'm sure Ottawa would like to return the favor on Saturday, but Redskins, you have to think, are going to have a good chance to go to 13-0, because the way they can play, again, it's just tough for any team to defend them for four quarters and for them to put up with Loramie's defensive pressure for four quarters.
That nothing is a sure thing. It's a road game. It's an early morning.
Saturday morning, basically, we should call it, right?
Yeah, early morning departure from Fort Loramie. I remember last year, Fort Loramie stumbled the one time.
That's right.
Up at Lima Bath. And that's Fort Loramie's, what, only setback in the last 68 girls games?
Correct.
For Redskins, 67-1? Wow. Just unbelievable. But it's going to take somebody playing awfully well to beat this Fort Loramie team, which when it's lacking a little bit offensively, it's making up for it very fast at the defensive end.
And even if they have a cold offensive period like they did at the start of the third quarter, you blink and they've scored 10 points.
Right, right. May have failed to mention that Rushi's next game is Saturday at Marion Local at the Flyers Gym on Saturday. Fort Loramie at Ottawa Glandorf, as we noted. And we'll have coverage for you on Saturday night, and more than likely It's the Fort Loramie Minster boys game at the Redskins gym on Saturday evening. Brian, enjoyed it. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow, Botkins Jackson Center.
Sounds good. Great preview story you had in the Sydney Daily News. For anybody who wants to check it out and learn all about that broadcast, we'll have tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Don't forget, we're on the air tomorrow at 7, big SCAL boys encounter from the Tigers gym. For our radio station audience, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. For our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. For Derek, the board operator at the radio station. For Bryant, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, filling in for Chuck McBee tonight. I'm Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Rushi, where the Fort Loramie girls have turned back a strong effort from the Rushi Raiders, 59-37.